We have the plans, the capabilities, and the resilience to navigate this together. If the critical Middle Eastern energy sources and supply routes remain constrained for an extended period, the consequences will be severe. It will not just mean higher prices. We could face a global energy crunch, disrupting daily life and production activity, and putting significant pressure on economies everywhere. To coordinate our national response, I have convened the Homefront Crisis Ministerial Committee. It is chaired by Coordinating Minister for National Security, K. Shanmugam, with Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong as advisor. The team has begun work. It is updating existing contingency plans and developing new ones in the light of these unprecedented developments. First, we are taking active steps to strengthen our energy and supply chain resilience. For now, we have been able to manage the immediate disruptions. Our refineries and chemical companies are adjusting, scaling back production, and sourcing crude oil and feedstock beyond the Middle East. Our LNG importers are securing alternative supplies from global producers. Second, we will cushion the immediate impact on households and businesses. The support measures announced in this year's budget are being rolled out. They include additional USAF rebates to help households cope with higher electricity costs. Given the spike in oil prices and the uncertain outlook, the government will do more. We will enhance existing measures and bring some of them forward to provide earlier relief. We will also provide targeted support for sectors that are more severely affected. The ministers will share more details in Parliament next week. Third and most importantly, we must stand together. In times like these, our strength lies in our unity. Government support matters, but so does the resolve of our people to look out for one another, to act responsibly, and to pull together as one society. We have done so before through the Asian financial crisis, SARS, the global financial crisis, and most recently, the COVID pandemic. Each time, we pulled through because we stood together, steady, resolute, and united. And this time, we will do so again.